Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we've got our WOGO First News ready to go over there, and now we want to be ready with what we've got for you called First Thoughts on WWIB on a 30-degree April 30th, last day of April, last day to take advantage of those April gift offers from WIB Incorporated. Indeed. May 1st tomorrow, but April 30th today. One last day in this fourth month of 2026, and first thoughts this morning. There's some frost on the windshield. Mentioned it a little bit earlier. And also our question of the morning is, what was your first job? Let us know in your own voice, 30 seconds or so. 715-396-1670. What was your first job? 396-1670. Okay. Well, let's see. Our friend Keith was checking in yesterday morning. And I don't know. You know, now that we don't, we ask for birthdays more specifically. We got the big drawings coming up this morning right around 6:20 for our WWIB.com/celebrations. Jim Bob's Pizza, a couple of $25 gift certificates. And then all the goodies coming your way as well from the grand prize drawing to be picked up in Menominee. Victory Coffee House and Cafe. But this was Keith yesterday checking in, and I imagine it might be still true today about him.
Hi, Mark and Caleb. Good morning to you. Still over at Lake Erie this morning. I am sure glad that WIB is online because I can listen to you guys no matter where I go. And it is nice to have almost like family voices around you. You guys have a great day. Bye.
All right, thanks, Keith. Hopefully you're, wherever you are that you can listen, I appreciate that, and thanks so much for that. What was your first job? That's our question of the morning here on WWIB. In the meantime, today in history, again, 396-1670 for that. On this day in 1975, the Vietnam War ended as South Vietnam's capital of Saigon was captured by North Vietnam. Reporter George Esper was there.
Many government officials, high-ranking military officers have fled with the Americans.
All right. Yes. The war ending on this day in 1975. Where were you then? I was closing in on 11 years old. This day in 1789, George Washington took office as the first president of the country. 1798, the U.S. Department of Navy was established. And on this day in 1945, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler committed suicide along with his wife of one day, Eva Braun, as Russian troops closed in on his hiding place in Berlin. Hitler was 56. Did a lot of damage, wreaked a lot of havoc in those 56 years. That's for sure. All right, our morning devotion wraps up first thoughts. It's April 30th from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today's title, Fear Only as the Power We Give It. Hope works the same way. Isaiah 43:1, Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And Bob Goff says, I love the movie Monsters, Inc. Ever seen it? In the story, there's a world full of the monsters who scare kids at night. They go into kids' closets through special doors, scare the jeepers out of them, and those screams are harnessed as the natural resource that parents that powers the monsters' lives. Those screams are harnessed as the natural resource that powers the monsters' lives. Think electricity, but the outlet is a screaming five-year-old. Scaring and screaming seem normal to the monsters until one of them encounters a precious little girl who doesn't seem afraid at all. She thinks the monster's a pet, and she just laughs. It's a great movie. You should see it, says Bob Goff, a little older. He says, when I watch that movie, here's what it shows me. Monsters only have the power we give them. And Goff says, fear works the same way. We lose sleep dreading scenarios. We toss and turn thinking of all the horrible outcomes. And then we wake up to another new morning. We could have skipped over the sleepless nights if we'd only given in to hope instead of fear. We might not be able to laugh like the little girl in the movie, but perhaps we could muster a grin knowing the outcomes are God's to decide, not ours. Goff says, fear is usually a story we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves people would love us if they really knew us. We tell ourselves trying means failure and failure means worthlessness. Well, we don't need to be stuck looking up at the ceiling worrying. We can choose to tell ourselves a story of hope instead. Here on WWIB, one that says that we'll be even more loved when we're seen as we are, that the monsters really aren't that scary and probably aren't even real. Hope reminds us there's always grace when we fail. Hope reminds us we might just succeed too. Bob Goff closes by saying, take all the power you're giving to fear and hand it over to hope instead. Today's questions, two of them, what power are you giving to fear today? What will you do to give God that fear? All right, well, it is time. It is time for us to get there and do our thing here this morning on WWIB and find out who are the winners. Fantastic. Who are the winners for our celebrations? WIB.com/celebration. So it only fits for me to tell you what are all the goodies. So the first two drawings are for a $25 gift certificate for Jim Bob Pizza Market on the river in Chippewa Falls. So are we ready to go? Yes, we are. We got 24 names entered. Thank you so much. Let's get it to 30 or 40 or 50 in the coming months. More and more all the time at WIB.com/celebrations. Birthdays, anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating for the month of May, but for April, our first winner is Cardi. She actually was celebrating a birthday back just yesterday. And congratulations, because you just won yourself a $25 gift certificate for Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls to be picked up here at WWIB. Who else wins a $25 Jim Bob's gift certificate? It is Lori Carter. Lori, congratulations. Lori's a mother, grandmother, friend, and a warm caregiver. She loves spending time with her grandma, children, and Lori loves the Lord. So happy birthday to Lori. Maybe I missed something. She loves spending time with her grandchildren is what it was. And I hope her grandmother's still alive, but at least I can tell you she loves spending time with her grandchildren. So we've got one more. So those are the winners initially here. But one more. This is the big one. And again, this prize, this next one is going to get a free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory Coffee House and Cafe, a $50 gift card from Jim Bob's Pizza, a $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake or $30 worth of candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, and a bowling package for four, which includes two games, shoes, and a two-topping pizza at Viking Bowl in Colfax. And the grand prize winner for April celebrations is Faith Lindner. Faith, the wonderful Chicago architect who hails from Rice Lake, a Rice Lake High School alum who went to the University of Minnesota, and she went and got her master's and doing great work there in the Windy City. Congratulations to Faith, and she and her family are going to love that, all those goodies. To be picked up at Victory Coffee House and Cafe, open today, 8 to 3, 1632 North Broadway in Menominee. We got a whole gift basket waiting to go. All right, so there's a segment that Dawson and I did regarding the Kentucky Derby. I was calling in, and there apparently were some interruptions in it when he tried to air it on the drive yesterday. So we bring it back this morning, getting you ready for the first crown, first jewel in the horse racing Triple Crown going on this Saturday.
The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, and a lot of years, Caleb and I will play Derby Horse or Not. Sometimes we'll bring other people in. I think last year we brought Greg and Michelle in.
Yeah.
And so with the race just 3 days away, I thought I would test you on Derby Horse or Not.
These Derby horses have some infamously, shall we say, eccentric or obtuse names, so I'll do my best to intuit based on the names that I'm familiar with, my Secretariats and Seabiscuits, to see what I can come away with here.
Yeah, right. Secretariat, 1973, famous Triple Crown winner.
Secretariat has opened the 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front.
It is a rare accomplishment. Secretariat, though, I think it still has the record for the Belmont, the final leg of the Triple Crown, won by about 30 lengths or something.
Okay, wow.
The time of this race, I must tell you again, an unbelievable 2:24, 2 3/5 seconds, the record.
Made a movie out of it with Diane Lane, I want to say. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember my sister Evelyn went to that movie when it was in theaters. lifelong lover of horses.
Yes, that's right, with our friend Joanna. So, that's all right, are you ready to go?
I'm all set. Hit me.
All right, here we go. Derby horse or not, Mr. Mouse, is that a derby horse or not?
Now, that's a fully different animal. Hmm. I'm going to say it is.
It is not.
Ha! Ah, I should have been tipped off.
All right, you're 0 for 1.
All right.
So we'll see if you can get at least 50%. Number two. Incredibolt. Is Incredibolt a derby horse or not?
Now you're saying Increda, like the word incredible, but the last syllable is bolt, like a lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Incredibolt. Now these horses are running, so that would sort of suggest an incredible runner. That's what you want it to do. I'm going to try to come back around and say that is a derby horse.
You're right.
Okay. All right. I'm back in the saddle here.
Yes.
Let's keep it going.
1 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is one of the horses in Saturday's Kentucky Derby named Happy Sally? Is that a derby horse or not?
It's going to go gut reaction. Yes, that's a derby horse.
It sounds like it, but it's not.
It's too on the nose, I think. They got to be more abstract, perhaps. I got to stop saying yes, although, you know, it's at least going to give me some of them. All right, next one.
All right, you're 1 for 3. Here we go. 3 more to go.
Yeah.
Is So Happy a derby horse or not?
Now, the last one was Happy Sally.
Right.
This is So Happy, which sounds less like a horse, but also sort of seems like Happy Sally may be playing on So Happy being a horse. I'm going to say it is a horse.
You are using the logic of Vicente. What is the character in Princess Bride, right?
Oh, Vicini.
Yes.
Hopefully it turns out better for me than him.
Inconceivable!
And you are saying that So Happy is or is not?
I'm saying it is a horse.
And you are right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Two out of four.
I need one more to get half.
And you can still get 67% to get the final two in a run of three.
Sure.
Here we go. Is Right to Party a horse or not a horse in the Kentucky Derby?
Right to Party. So far, I've been saying all of them are. I'm going to say likelihood is. One of these last two is and one of them isn't.
Right.
Boy.
And so you're going to say Right to Party is a horse.
I believe Right to Party is a horse.
Yeah, because that's a unique name and who would come up with it? You're right, it is.
Okay.
It is a horse.
Okay. And that means that I'm probably going to, well, we'll hear what this last one is. But yep. I'm saving
and
my.
The final one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clint Eastwood fans everywhere because the final derby horse or not, Dirty Harry.
And say Dirty Harry is not the name of a horse.
Yeah, it was the name of a Clint Eastwood character in one or more movies that I did not see.
Mm.
Is Dirty Harry a derby horse? It is not. You go 4 for 6.
All right. I saved that sort of doubt right for the very end. 4 for 6. Not too shabby. I'll take it. Some wild horse names in the mix there.
All right, so we're Wake Up Show, WWIB, and we got to talking yesterday. We say, hey, how about the question of the day on a Thursday? Biggest day we like to ask questions is, what was your first job?
Yeah, we'd love to hear about it. 30 seconds or so. What do you remember about that very first job? 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Take a stroll down memory lane with us.
All right, and here on WWIB, we've got a couple that have been phoned in already this morning. And so let's give those a listen here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good morning, March. Hey, my first job, I was a cheesemaker, of all things, in Wisconsin. My dad was a master cheesemaker, and I was 13 years old, and I needed a job because I needed a car. So, yeah. I was a cheesemaker at 13 years old. He put me on the payroll and worked my tail off, but I really enjoyed it. And I had a car by the time I was a junior. So, that was my first job. But thanks for allowing me to share that. Bye-bye.
All right. Good to learn that good work ethic early.
Indeed.
Right? Thank you, Bob in Rice Lake. And also off to Stanley we venture right now.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This is Randy from Stanley. My first job was on a dairy farm, shoveling manure and picking stones and milking cows and baling hay. Yeah, good days. farming was a good way of life. All right, you guys have a good day. God bless you.
What was yours, Caleb?
You know, a lot of different things. Did some babysitting. First job, worked in retail at the Big Green Box home improvement store. But in between then, something that I was thinking about this morning, thinking about this question, I was a dish boy at Camp Fairwood in Westfield, Wisconsin, and did that for a few weeks here and there during the summer. That was hard, hard work. And don't dare calculate what you ended up being paid per hour because you were paid by the week. And it was more ministry than job, but some really good memories from doing that.
My first one had to be as a Milwaukee Journal, delivered the Milwaukee Journal. So I had a paper out
nice.
For a while. Yeah, eighth grade, something like that. Sold it. But you really learn what work is with the Sunday paper. Back in the day,
heavy ones.
It was so thick and it was so early in the morning. And you had to drag one of your parents out to help you with that. So,
tell us about your first job. What do you remember about your first job? 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail if you would. Could be just 30 seconds or so. But what do you remember about your very first job? 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire. My first job, besides babysitting, of course, was I worked in the candy counter at the old co-op shopping center. It was down on the south end where the escalator used to be. Anyway, yes, my favorite memory was, of course, scooping candy. And I remember distinctly that candy corn, a pound of candy corn, would cost you a whopping 29 cents. So there you go. Yeah, it was a great job. Very sweet. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate that. 715-396-1670. What was your first job? And tell you what, to this day, Julie, a very hard worker. Not only does she work at Valley Brook Church during the day, but she manages the sound on weekends. And she was working on her Teamwork Africa celebration, helping out the kitchen even this past Friday night. And Julie's the only sister in the Lord we've heard from this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. The guys are doing good.
Good morning, Mike up and Barron. I remember my first job was a paper boy in Menominee, where I grew up, the Dunn County Reminder. I remember I made $5 a week, and that was double my allowance, so I was pretty happy.
It's amazing what can satisfy you, right?
Yeah, Julie goes to your church, Mike goes to my church, yeah. And Mike is a hard, hardworking guy, and man... Starting out with the candy shop, starting out with the paper route, and look what it's grown into today. Building character.
Hi, this is Lisa from Menominee, and my first job after babysitting was to work at the UW-Stowe Food Service, making omelets for the college kids. I was in high school at the time, and so it was really fun. I remember one time having to, like, work and then run to a track meet, but kids would come in. I made custom-made omelets, I guess. They told me what to include it. I put it in. I put it through the little cooker, and it came out completed at the other end. It was really fun.
There you go. Good memories for people.
That's cool. Shout out to food service at Stout. That sounds awesome. Custom omelets.
Yeah, way to go. Also, here's another at 715-396-1670. Answering our question in the morning, what was your first job? What do you remember about it?
Hi, this is Lori from Fall Creek. My first job was being our church organist. And I took over from an older sister, and she had taken over from my older brother. So we kept it going in the family for quite a while.
There are common first jobs. That's not it.
Yeah, that's really cool, Lori. Wow, the ability to play the organ is not very common, I would say. So super cool. Thank you for sharing.
As your first job, wow. In fact, Dave Stasek from our sales team texts and says his first job was at the London Square Cinema, which is now Micon Eau Claire on Mall Drive. He says, I was an usher. While working there, I met a very pretty candy girl named Lori. A year later in 1977, we were married.
There you go. The rest is history.
Yeah, there you go. It is. What a great couple they are.
Yeah, this is Rebecca. And before it was Main Street Cafe in Bloomer, Wisconsin, it was called Copper Kettle, if my memory serves me right. My first job was when I was 16 as a waitress there. They had really good chicken. That's my memory of it. And very friendly customers.
Terrific. Thank you.
I didn't realize. Copper Kettle. Cool.
I didn't realize that either. Yeah. So I'll learn something new every day here on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Hi, my name is Trinity. I'm from Barron. And My first job was around 7 or 8. I started doing book work for a route guy. And then at 10, I started going with him on the route and delivering to stops. And he's actually my dad.
I got a hunch that her dad, Mike, called earlier, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Trin's a hard worker.
That's terrific. You know, learn from dad and just grow into that. And that first, you can just see where the work ethic being laid, right?
Yeah. So, oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right. We've got one more here this morning on WWIB.
Hi, my name is Dee, and I have the good fortune of growing up actually living above the hardware store that my dad owned, and he paid me and my brothers to put together bicycles and little red wagons, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, things like that. Great experience as a kid. So that was my first job.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
Another family business.
Yeah, and just such a diversity. Everything from what Dave just described to playing the church organ.
Yeah, you go back in the annals of your mind and look at some of those first jobs you had. And again, a lot of people say, oh, I babysat or something. But I look back and it was hard work at the time. But thinking about working in that hot and sweaty dish room at Camp Fairwood, but the great times that we had and learning work ethic when it was really about the money that I was making, because I certainly wasn't making much working at a Christian, at a Bible camp there too, but just learning to take pride in my work and to work hard and to try to get enjoyment out of it too. We were made to work, and after the fall, yeah, work got a lot harder, but we were created to work. And thanks for sharing so many great memories with us this morning. We love it.
Absolutely.